Welcome everyone to another episode of the Human Experience podcast. This is your host Eldin Hassa, and my guest today is Ali Levine from United States. I'm very excited to have her come and share her human experience and all the amazing work that she's doing. So Ali is actually known today as an activator. She helps people with activating the best version of themselves through various modalities, such as different breathwork techniques and others. And Ali is an author, healer. She's known for her work in embodiment and transformation. And also, Ali in the past used to be very successful in. She was a renowned intuitive and celebrity stylist, as well as sought after TV and media personality, from designing most famous people, from dressing most famous people in Hollywood and public figures around the world. In 2020, Ali started her own personal inner journey and became a certified breathwork facilitator and spiritual coach. So, welcome, Ali.
Thank you so much, Alvin. I'm so excited to be here. It's funny when you get introduced, right? And you're sitting there and you're like, wow, that was a lifetime ago now. It feels like I've been on this journey. And I think when you take that inner journey and you do the human experience with the spiritual work, you don't recognize until you hear others share just how far you've come in your own journey. Because as you mentioned, I was a celebrity wardrobe stylist for 15 plus years in the Hollywood space. And I never thought that I would be a certified breathwork coach or someone who works in this spirituality world. But after all my own experiences, I recognized like, wow, this was the missing piece to everything that I was going through, and others need this too. So I'm very excited to be here and get to share my experience and my own wisdom from, my own journey and just have a beautiful conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also, I forgot to mention you are a mother of three,
Yes.
married with an amazing husband, great family. I see your pictures, your videos all the time. In fact,
Oh,
you do a
thank
lot
you.
of kind of videos where you get your children involved and kind of share your inner world, if you will, with everyone to kind of say, look, I am a successful business owner. I am here to help humanity with my skill sets and all my coaching and everything that I'm doing. But I'm a human being. I'm a mother of three kids, and
Exactly.
I still have to go through those challenges of dealing with like taking the kids to school and preparing meals and getting them ready for school and getting them ready for bath and all of those other
Yeah,
challenges
I'm
that
still
parents
living all
face.
the regular life, exactly. And when I was going through everything I went through, for those that don't know, I went through pretty heavy postpartum depression and anxiety with my first daughter back in 2018. And that was a little over 6 years ago now. And when I went through that, I just remember feeling so alone in the motherhood space, especially online and social media, because back then, thank God now it's kind of changed a little bit, but back then it was very fluff and it was all glam and every mom was showing up for the most part, very dressed up, whether, they had a crazy morning or not, they came online in makeup, everything was perfect, their pictures were perfect. And Eldon, I couldn't keep that perfect act up, and it was killing me and it was destroying me inside. And I mentioned, and you mentioned about my celebrity wardrobe stylist background. Well, that's what I was used to. Before I had my children, I was used to always being super glammed up. I was wearing, really nice dresses and, red bottom heels. And you know what I mean? That was my life. That was my look, my persona, my personality. So going from that alone and then becoming a new mom was truly, earth shattering for my ego. And just like, whoa, what is happening? Who am I? And then on top of that, on a deeper level of the showing up online, I no longer could show up as this filtered woman anymore. I was like, in the trenches, having trouble breastfeeding. I had a C-section after a 42-hour traumatic birth. I was, like I said, in postpartum depression and anxiety. So I was like a basket case and a mess, trying to just show up for my daughter in my normal everyday life in my house. And I couldn't even show up online where I was doing business all the time because I didn't know how to be, since this was a filtered version of me. And that's really honestly where everything cracked open so deeply, because as the healing journey began, my therapist told me to get off of social media and said, you know, you have to focus on your health and your mental state. And the worst thing for you right now is being on these platforms. And I remember looking at her and being like, you're out of your mind. This is where I work. This is my business. Like, I can't get off of these platforms, especially Instagram, because that was my main hub. And she said, you have to make a choice between your health and what you're doing in your business and everything else. And, you know, it was really not just humbling, but it was like almost this like massive reflection where it was like, wow, Allie, like you're being given a choice. Like, what are you going to do? You know? And, at that same time, I had also gone to my doctor and let them know what I was going through. And they said to me, because I chose not to go the medical Western medicine route, they told me basically they couldn't help me, that if I wasn't going to take these drugs, they couldn't help me. And so I was really honestly in a very dark place and very lost, because it was like, okay, you don't have what was your safety, which was social media and your work and what you're used to doing and how you show up. And you don't know who you are, and you've completely lost yourself and your identity. You don't recognize who you are in the mirror, body wise, mind, anything. And now there's like nothing going for you, at least is how I felt in my mind, because everything's essentially being taken away. It's being ripped away from you. And like, where the heck do I start? And that's really where that inner journey began, is it was like, it's time to recognize what's been buried all along, what's happening, and why you are where you are now. And that, you know, peeling back of the onion, if you will, and the layers of like, who is Allie truly as a soul versus who is Allie as the human in front of all the celebrities I was dressing and what I was doing at work and all and online and all the places, was recognizing like Allie hadn't been happy in years, and that I was finding happiness through everyone else, through every project and box that I checked for, you know, being top, you know, best dressed, you know, named for styling on the red carpet, for a client getting, you know, best dressed, you know, in, you know, the world for a certain magazine. And all of these are amazing accolades, but it was the checking of the boxes that was actually making me happy, I guess. And was continuing this like vicious cycle of the people pleasing, of I was only happy if I was making others happy. And I let my marriage pretty much fall apart, and I wasn't around for my husband. I was always at work. I was always focused on work. I took work to bed with me to 2 in the morning. I was just a workaholic. I didn't know how to disconnect. And I didn't recognize any of these things until it all came crashing down and I started to do the healing work.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. I understand totally how that can feel. And as you said, you knew this identity of Ali, you know, that a professional stylist with all the achievements and accolades. And as you said, like you were a workaholic, but then obviously you did a lot of deep work since. So that was the reason why you began on the journey of deep healing. And I know that you mentioned you opted out to go down the route of the Western medicine, like take these drugs. And so how did you discover certain modalities that they actually worked for you?
Yeah. So when I first, you know, started on this journey, like I mentioned, I had a postpartum therapist, and I had a few people that were around me supporting me that just started working on, honestly, like meditation and simple practices with me. And meditation was something that I couldn't do for years. Like I convinced myself I couldn't sit still. I couldn't do it. It doesn't work. I honestly hated it. And I share that because I want people to understand, like, you know, things can change and you get to change your mind. And, you know, you're a different person. I really believe in every experience every day when you choose to be. And so as I went through this meditative, you know, practice and learning, in the beginning, it wasn't working. But I remember a few months in, all of a sudden, between the meditation I was doing and the gratitude journals and the affirmations, I was doing a lot of cognitive therapy. I was also in NLP therapy, and I was learning all these different ways to rewire my brain and understand that I could change, you know, my thoughts. And when a thought would come, to actually recognize it, that maybe this isn't my thought. And maybe I don't actually feel that way about myself, right? And starting to like take apart really not just your brain, but like seeing everything, taking it outside of your brain and going, what are these horrible words? And what are these things I'm saying to myself and believing about myself? And so as I started to do that in my journal, and I started to, you know, do the deep meditation work and gratitude list, I remember one morning, it was like 3 months or so in, and I just heard the birds chirping so loudly when I was laying in bed. And it was this like small moment, but it was so powerful because it was like, I hadn't heard that in so long. And it was like, they were calling me, if anyone can understand that. Like, I felt like they were letting me know, like, this was a dawn of a new day. I was hearing something different. I was feeling something different. I was hearing them chirping, and there was this like divine connection. And from that morning, like, I got up and I just remember, like, I washed my face and I actually got dressed that day, which was like huge because I hadn't been getting dressed in months. And you're talking about a wardrobe stylist who went from getting dressed every day to not wanting to ever be dressed. I wanted to either be in a robe or just be in, like, you know, just a t-shirt and not care, because I didn't like how I looked in the mirror. I didn't like my body. I shamed myself for my C-section and my scar. The list goes on. And I was having trouble breastfeeding, like, all of it. And so I didn't want to deal with getting myself ready. So waking up and washing my face and like doing my hair and makeup a little bit and getting dressed was huge that day. And it just kind of progressed from there that I started writing in my journal. Like, I went from writing down, I hate meditating, to this might actually be working. And I started writing down that I was noticing these little shifts, you know, and I was honestly laughing when I would write in my journal because I'm like, is this working? Like, am I crazy? Like, what's going on? You know, but something was changing. And it just kind of snowballed from there. It was like meditation and gratitude and then all this mind therapy that then shifted into also then like sound frequency and having sounds, certain sounds on, and, you know, solfeggio fret frequencies and different therapies to start to like put that together, and light therapy and all these things just started to shift. And then fast forward, I kind of found the light at the end of the tunnel around my daughter turning one for her first birthday. I started feeling like a new version of Allie. And I remember like looking in the mirror and like feeling beautiful and getting ready for her party and like actually being excited to like step out into the world and like celebrate this new version of me. I'm like, take a deep breath and sigh. I made it. Like, she's one. We're here. Like, I never thought I would have ever gotten through this year, but here we are, you know, and it was beautiful. And then fast forward, the world of 2020 came, like the rest of us, and everything that I had done to work through went into complete reverse mode very quickly. And I was pregnant with my second daughter. And so I think that was a huge piece to it, because I was trying to not only be peaceful and sane and not fearful, you know, just as Allie, but then I was also pregnant with my second daughter. I really wanted to have a VBAC, for those who don't know, it's vaginal birth after C-section. And I had had that in my mind when I got pregnant. Of like, I had done all this work on my body, on my mind, on my spirit. You know, I was doing chiropractic, acupuncture, all this stuff to work on my body to say, I know I can do this and I can train myself up for this. And I have the confidence now because everything I've been through in this healing journey. And then boom, here comes this huge pandemic that I obviously can't control. And everything that I had studied and done, Eldon, went out the window. And I was starting to go backwards very quickly. And I was just so grateful that I had the awareness to know that I was going backwards. And I was able to start to reach out for help and say, okay, I've come too far to let myself start to go back. So I need to figure out what is going on. And that, to answer your question, is what led to the deeper somatic, for those who don't know, soma means body, somatic work to start to recognize, even though the mind had been reset in a sense, and I had removed subconscious patterns and programs and all of those things, I had to actually get into my body to start to release the trauma from my daughter's birth. I had to release the trauma from my grandmother's passing in 2013 that I had never grieved. There was all this stuff that was sitting inside of me, you know, in my cells, in my fashion, everything that needed to be released in order to actually heal on a deeper level. And so breath work is what did that for me. And I remember I had a session. So I come back to social media, right? I'm starting to post real and raw, totally different journey of where I was before. I'm sharing with everyone what I went through. I'm starting to connect with all these different people in this space because I'm sharing my journey. And this guy reaches out to me and he says, I saw you post about, you know, you don't know what's going on. You know, your mind is right, but you know, something's off. You know, have you tried breath work? And I had heard a little bit about it. I had done a little bit of it when we were meditating, but nothing deep. And I said, I've heard a little bit, but I don't really understand it. But you know, tell me about it. And so anyways, it was a long conversation and he's like, you should do a session online with me and let's just see what happens. And I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. Like, I'm a mess. I'm pregnant. I'm living in California at the time, like the heightened fear porn of the world. Like I need something. I need to like figure this out. So I jumped online with him, you know, one night late after my daughter was asleep. And I remember just being like, well, nothing's going to happen. Like, this is going to be like getting on, talk to this guy. And like an hour later, it's going to be like, okay, we're back to square one. I had no faith. And I say that because I think people need to hear that, because I was not in a place where I was open to receiving. I was not in a place where, you know, I thought this could have worked for me. Quite the opposite. It was more that I had the awareness and the consciousness to know something is wrong. And I'm going to wind back up where I was before, if not worse. So I've got to do something and I've got to take a chance. And that's faith, right? It's like taking that leap, even if you don't believe it. And so I did. And I'll never forget, Eldon, that night changed my life. I came out of after an hour session of doing breath work and being in this deep meditative state. And I woke up and I was crying and I was just couldn't stop crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what is going on? And he's like, you're releasing so much of what you've been holding that you don't even recognize that you've been holding. And I'm like, how is that even possible? Like I've been doing all this therapy, all this work. And he's like, yeah, and that's all well and good in the mind, but you haven't been in your body. You haven't been connecting back to the full mind, body, spirit. And once I did that, I lost 20 pounds of emotional weight in just that night. And it was like, oh my gosh, I felt like a brand new person. I couldn't even describe it. I remember telling my husband, I'm like, I don't even know what I did with this breathing, but like, I feel like a brand new me. Like I'm so, you know, like grounded and I'm no longer in this fearful space. Everything like started to shift. It was like my eyes opened to 2020 and all of a sudden I was questioning everything was going on. Like everything switched and it was like, whoa, what is happening? And from then on, I started doing sessions with him like very often online to stay grounded and to stay centered. And so fast forward from this story, I did breath work my entire pregnancy. It helped me to stay peaceful in everything that was going on in my outer world because I could only control my inner world. And I was able to just stay in a peaceful manner the entire, you know, pregnancy. Fast forward to having her at the end of, you know, May, we were at 42 weeks and my doctor basically was pressuring me and saying like, hey, you're at the end, you're going to have to get induced. I know it's not what you won't want to have another C-section and interventions, but like, this is where we are. And I was able to drop so deep in my body with breath work and getting, you know, clear that it was me that was holding her back and was blocking her, that I was able to, you know, get to bed and do, you know, meditative, you know, releases and breathing and say like, I have to release every fear that I have right now if I want her to actually come through and go into labor naturally. Otherwise they are going to induce me the next day. I don't have a choice at this point. We're at, you know, that mark, right? In the medical, you know, system where you're 42 weeks and you're quote unquote late and that's it. And I remember just being like, oh my gosh, I just have to release it. And I have to give my husband credit because we went on a walk before I got in bed. And he just said to me, you know, what is it that you're holding? Like, what are you so afraid of? Like, we're going to meet our daughter. Like what, you know, like what's the problem? And I just looked at him and I remember being hysterical. And I just said, I just don't want to have another C-section. I just don't want to go through what I went through the last time with Amelia. And he looked at me and he goes, and I understand that. And I, you know, hope that doesn't happen. But at the end of the day, the same result is going to happen. We're going to have another beautiful baby. And we're going to bring home our next daughter. And that was such a shift for me of like, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional now because it was like, I needed to hear that. I had gotten so wrapped in everything that was, you know, I wanted so badly to have around this birth, around everything I'd been through from my first birth of all those fears, that he was able to help me just release and get in my body and just relax relaxed and go into a parasympathetic nervous system, for those that don't know, is a rest and digest state. It's a homeostasis in your body. And I had been kind of in this back and forth fighting of fight or flight in a sympathetic system because I was too fearful to let go, right? And so that night, I remember like I got into the tub and I was just breathing and I was like, I'm just going to calm myself and I'm just going to relax. And I went into labor, full blown, like active labor. And so much so that when my doula came, she's like, you got to leave. You guys are like now in transition yet. You got to go. And I didn't even know, Eldon, that I was so far along because I had dropped so deep in my body that I was in such a transcendental state of mind and spirit that I didn't even know that she was like officially in active labor and like it was time to go to the hospital. And so my husband was sleeping. So we had to wake him up and we rush over to the hospital and we get there and, you know, the lights of course now are on and masks are everywhere and it's like panic all over again. And it's like, I went from this like beautiful euphoric state to like chaos and like bright lights and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I'm freezing up again. I could feel my body like tightening and freezing. And so we get in the room and we start to like calm me down. And my husband, such a saint, like puts up my affirmation cards and gets the lights low. And he's like trying to help me calm down. I get my oils and trying to just like center myself, right? So I finally start to center myself. I'm doing a little bit of breathing. I'm getting into a better state. So now I'm back in flow. I'm laboring. Everything's great. And right about the end where it's time to push. So everything's gone really well. And I'm almost like in shock at how fast things have progressed. He's in shock because of what we went through with the first baby, that like seeing your wife go through a totally different, you know, experience with labor was like, what is happening? You know, everything's in flow. Everything's good. And at the end, it was time to push. And the doctor is like, okay, you haven't really done this because of what happened with your first daughter. So we need to do, you know, some practice pushing and really get your body ready for this next level. Cause this is it. Like you're here, we're at, you know, destination station. It's time to make this happen. And so as I was doing the pushing, I guess I must've gotten, you know, nervous and my body locked up. And all of a sudden she started to spike a fever. And I was now of course experiencing like a lot of chaos and a lot of fear. And he looked at me and he said, I've let you go as long as I've let you go, but now things have changed because she is no longer in a safe space. I can't risk you not being in a safe space. So we got to make this happen one way or another. And I just remember Eldon being like, no, I didn't come this far to come to this, like, no way. And I just looked at my husband and I was like half in tears. And I just said, I need a minute. And so everybody walked out and I got my headphones and I put in one of my fear releasing playlists that I had been using my entire pregnancy, either with breath work, with affirmations, or just what I needed. And I started listening and I just started doing my deep breathing, really doing deep, deep breath work. And I swear to God, I did not know where I was at that point, but I was no longer in that hospital. I was like out of my body. I was like somewhere in the spiritual realm. I saw lots of beautiful colors like pink and purple swirls. I think I saw my grandmother. I was really like in this angelic space. And I just remember when this was happening that my doctor was like, all right, it's time. Like, we're going to push and I'm going to get the vacuum and we're going to do our best here. But like, I need you to give me all you got. And I'm hearing this, but I'm not there. And I like see myself, but I'm not feeling anything. It was the wild. I still did to this day, don't know how to explain it. It was the wildest experience. And he goes, okay. And he's like, push. And I just remember then at that moment, I felt myself drop back into my body and I pushed with everything I had. And the next thing you know, I hear her screaming and she's on my chest and I feel myself land fully back in my body, like really like slammed into my own body. And she's on my chest and I feel her be put on my chest. And then I just looked at my husband like, holy shit, did that really just happen? It was the most, I still to this day can't explain it. It was so mind-blowing. And that is what led me to becoming certified as a breathwork coach, because that day was soul-changing for me. It was life-changing. I went from being the victim of my life for so long to the victor. And I had my own hero story. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like I got into water sailing for transformation for others. This is a whole different world of transformation. And how do I not now bring this to others? So it was so, you know, to this day telling that story, it was just so like, what happened? I really, truly don't fully know. You know, I just like, I know I let go of my body. I let go of, you know, my mind. I got into that homeostasis that we spoke about, that I let my body, let her come through. So she was no longer stuck, but like the rest, the whole spiritual realm, like it was just so, It was so surreal, yet it was so real. And I know that that exists within all of us.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow. Beautiful. As you said, your hero's story, your hero's journey. And I think it's very, very inspiring because, you know, as you said, your daughter, which was about to be born, she was developing some fever and your body was responding in sort of chaotic way. And God knows something could have come up in your body as well if you hadn't done the work, the deep meditation, the deep breath, and gone to that kind of realm where you released whatever else was in there holding. And yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And so now you have been teaching others and coaching, and I know you have a platform, you have an app where people can actually access. Tell us more about that. How did that start?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, as I started to go on this journey of like, how do I serve and how do I create, I recognized one of the things that was missing in my journey was having someone, you know, to listen to and be able to breathe if I wasn't doing a session on a daily basis. But maybe I didn't want to do an hour session every day. Maybe I just needed to drop in a little bit into my body, into my heart, to know everything was okay and then get back to the day. And that was what really inspired me to create Breathe and Be, my app you mentioned, it's on App Store and Google Play, was having this space of a sacred community with me of you can drop in for 3 minutes, for 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And I do have longer 20 minutes, an hour, you know, meditations, but it doesn't always have to be, you know, that deep and that intense, that we can drop into the body so quickly and shift into the higher frequency, into the higher states of consciousness, all through the right breathing exercises in a few minutes. And so I really wanted to make it attainable and an easy shift for those who maybe aren't ready to do these long journeys yet, but they know they need something more than just the mind, that maybe they've done what I did and got stuck and thought, well, forget this. I'll just go back to my old life because nothing's working. And it's not that nothing's working. It's that you're so programmed that you have to not only deprogram, but you have to get into the body and release the programming so you can start over, so you can have a fresh start. And that, you know, I wish someone would have said to me in the beginning of my healing journey, but of course, this is part of my story and why I do what I do, but that was the missing piece, that it's mind, body, spirit, that the mindset is great and it's so important to master. But if you don't, you know, marry the body with it and bring in mind, body, spirit, you're dead in the water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, as you mentioned, somatic, part of like one of the modalities that I use with my clients is somatic therapy. And then that's basically where the combination of mind, body and spirit, and also the emotions, because this was known for thousands of years, but in the Western world, kind of in the 70s, became kind of the thing, right, if you will.
Right.
And they said, listen, you know, all these other kind of therapies that they existed up to that point, there was like, oh yeah, just focus on the mind, or
always
just focus on the body, or just focus on, and kind of like put them in compartments. But they all like interlinked,
yeah,
aren't they? It's like you have to have a holistic approach. So I found that somatic therapy is one of the best kind of things for helping clients or helping oneself, because, you know, it's not separate. And,
right,
you know, as you mentioned, you know, these emotions within the body, and, you know, as a neuroscientist, my research has led me to understand that our body is our subconscious mind. So it's not the brain, it's in the body. And how does that work? Well, very simple for the viewers and listeners to understand. You know, we know how to ride a bicycle, but we are not, our conscious mind isn't engaged. We know how to drive a vehicle, our conscious mind isn't engaged. We know how to recite the alphabet. We know how to do so many things. We play a piano, we do all sorts of things. And there are programs in the subconscious mind, meaning the body knows how to do better than the mind. But this is not only for positive things. This is not only for positive. Body can become the body of anxiety because has gotten used to release these stress hormones at certain times of the day, first thing in the morning, then maybe something else. And then, of course, there are triggers
Oh,
which
yes.
get us into that state even deeper and more often. And
Yes.
so when we begin to process of change, as you said, journaling, affirmations, meditation, and I can't meditate, it's impossible, and all of that, what happens is there is a resistance. And the resistance is the body is almost like a wild animal, almost like a wild stallion. You are trying to tame a wild animal through, and people say affirmations don't work. I know they don't, because you've been practicing for decades, feeling guilty, feeling
Yes.
sorry for yourself. You know, I'm a victim. This happened to me. That happened to me. You know, resentment, guilt, shame, blame, insecurity. I'm
Yeah.
not good enough, you know, but this is deep rooted. You're not conscious that you are doing it, but these are your programs, right? So now, when you are trying to, I'm amazing, I'm strong, I'm beautiful, I am enough, there's going to be resistance.
Yes.
And if you haven't done the body work and the emotional work, which the breath work is one of the most powerful modalities or tools, and again, with that, it's like a skill set, like repetition, going to the gym. You're not going to experience what Ali has experienced in one gym session, if you will. You know,
Right,
it's got to
sure.
be, it's got to have some period of repetition and consistency. And as you said, 3 minutes, 5 minutes is good enough.
Yes.
Because, but as you also mentioned, I want to unpack it and I'd like you to kind of delve deeper into that. Awareness is the step one.
Yes, awareness is step one, and I
Because
agree with
with this
you.
practice of awareness, you can then catch yourself throughout the day. And then
Become conscious.
you have that tool, the 3 minute or the 5 minute. And if you keep catching yourself, it's a victory. And now this is how you truly rewire the brain. You don't rewire the brain just by saying affirmations, because there's so much crap in there, which is you've been practicing for 3 decades, you know?
No, it's so true. And I love that you said that because it's so true. It was like when I was doing all the affirmation work, like I remember I would say things to myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm full of shit. I don't think I look beautiful right now. I don't think, that I'm happy. I don't, but you say it anyways, right? Like, well, I'm happy. And it's like, no, like, and you're right. It's like that awareness. And it's essentially like you coming from being asleep, right? To like waking up and seeing what you're doing. And then once you're aware of what you're actually doing and the programs you've been playing out and the victim mode you've been in, well, now you get to have a choice. Now you get to decide, am I going to keep playing in that lower vibration, that lower frequency, or am I going to actually really go for what I want and shift it and start to catch myself? And so, like, even for me to this day, when I, because obviously I'm human, I still have moments where things come up all the time, especially with motherhood and everything. And I'll say it out loud. Like, I'll say something, like, I'll think something. I'm like, nope, cancel, cancel, cancel. Three times what I say. And I tell myself that I'm canceling that thought and it's leaving. And I'll take three deep breaths. And I'll drop in the body and I'll release it. It's like it's gone, it's done. Now we're moving on. And let me replace it with something that I actually know is true, and it's embodying that practice, right? And just simple daily practices. It's like with my children, I tell my girls, because they're at that age where they're so impressionable, right? And they, soak up everything and they hear everything. And I'll tell them, like, if they're like, I can't do this, I'm like, no, we're not gonna say can't. We're not going to program ourselves and tell ourselves we can't. We're going to say we can. We're going to recognize there's fear and we're going to push through it anyways. And it's been such an amazing, thing to watch my girls step into so much of that boldness at such a young age and do affirmations with me and do breath work and meditation and think, wow, I wish I had this when I was a kid. Like, I wish I had this mindfulness. I really believe, and I know, you're a dad too. I believe our children are the next wave of this massive catalyst of change of what's coming in the world because they are going to be conscious. They came in more conscious. They know what's going on. They're not asleep and programmed like the rest of us. And it's really interesting too when you spoke to triggers. Mine trigger me all the time because they're constantly reflecting what I still haven't healed and what I still haven't worked through, And I remember the other day, my daughter Amelia, God bless her, she is so strong and Miss Authority. And she called me out and she was like, you're telling me to breathe and work through, what I'm going through. And you just flipped out. And I was like, no, you're right. And I was like, I apologize, And I'm grateful that I have the awareness to not get upset at her and be frustrated by her calling me out as my child. I'm the mother, right? And to actually see that as like a teaching moment and to be conscious and be like, oh, wow, thank you for that gift, because that just triggered the hell out of me. But I also recognize that like I have a part of myself I have to work on and those pieces I need to heal so that I can show up better for you and for me, right? And that's the embodiment, right? Is when we actually start to become aware and make the shifts instead of getting back into the old program of like, well, I taught you, but I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And but also, like even unconsciously, children have mirror neurons. Well, we do as well, but especially they highly activated the mirror neurons in the children. And it's very often, it's not so much what we say, they will do what we do. Because of the mirror neurons, they don't actually kind of, they don't go through the process. Oh, my mommy was doing this, so now I'm going to be doing what mommy is doing. This is all unconscious. This is how the mother nature works, right? So yeah, I actually, I wish my eldest son, he's amazing. He's doing great. He had some challenges in childhood. He had some challenges when he was 10 because his mother and I, separated. And then he had some challenges in his early teens and late teens. But from about age 19, he's almost 25 now, he's been thriving, probably 18 and a half. And so I'm very proud of him. But one thing I would say, I wish I had been doing kind of work with him, not doing work with him only, but also demonstrating, showing up as how I'm showing up for my youngest Sebastian, who is now 2 and a half, and we do breathing techniques together. We do breath work. We do meditation. He does affirmations. Every night, I said before he goes into his bath, he runs to the mirror wearing like either underwear or his diaper, and he's like, the rest is off, right? He knows that's the program. All the clothes is off, and we have in a bath. He goes to the mirror. He goes, I'm amazing. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am strong. And then he goes, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. He does all of that. And sometimes he would even kiss the mirror or lick the mirror. He goes, I am
Almost
so
froze up
beautiful. My
there.
hair is so beautiful. He's got like big curly hair, like afro. And he's had one haircut since he was born. And every time we tell him, let's go have a haircut, he goes, I had one already. I had one already. So, and we observe him. He's playing with Lego, and something isn't going well. Things fall down, whatever. And he goes, deep breaths by himself. He goes, and then he tries again. And he's
Isn't that
like,
amazing?
yeah. And so, and we know obviously the importance of energy resonance. So it's not only what we say, how we behave as parents. But we are also aware, because you did a lot of work and I can share this with you, this, that our inner energy resonance can either affect physiologically the health and well-being of our children, not just the words. So my wife and I, we are very, very careful that our inner state, it's as much as possible, like 99% of the time, if possible, to be in a state of homeostasis. And because we are so aware that this is our default state as humans, and also for the health and well-being of our child, we are like there, kind of all the time. But then the benefits are kind of twofold. Not only does it benefit our child, but it benefits us, because I teach this, I said, look, some psychologists will lead you to believe that, anger, resentment, guilt, shame, blame, insecurity, and all of those other kind of fear, are normal states of consciousness. In fact, they are altered states. They are dis-ease, out of ease, out of balance, out of equilibrium, right? And all of those emotions that I labeled, they're derived from state of stress, from stress hormones, right? So you are in a fight or flight. That's why you feel like that. And it's you are out of balance. You are not yourself.
No, you're not. I
Yourself,
tell
your
everyone
real
that.
self is when you are in homeostasis. And when you are in homeostasis, there are heart-centered emotions, love, joy, compassion, kindness. I'm
Authenticity.
talking unconditional love, right? And when you are, you actually feel them in your heart. You feel them like your heart is fully open. There's no any other layers of onion to peel. You are in the center and you are exposing your center to the outer world, feeling safe to feel vulnerable. This is that resonance I'm talking about. And if you can achieve that through the work, I can help you. Ali can help you. I know she's an expert in this. And you know, this is what you need to do, guys, is you need to go home, home your stasis. And that's your home. That's your default state. Like, you know, you buy a piece of equipment, the machinery, you get the user guide, you say default factory, default setting. That's your default setting. All this other stuff, it's what came into your home and it's no longer needed, no longer required. Get rid of it. You know, do some spring cleaning, get rid of it.
Exactly. Declutter, remove it. And I love that you said that. I'm
Yeah.
definitely
Yeah,
on
go
my
into the closet and get the stylist
app.
and throw away stuff, give it away, sell it on eBay or I don't know,
Purge
do
it. Get it
something.
out. Energetically, move it all out. Exactly. And I love that you said that because on my app, I actually, it says, come home to yourself. And that's what I tell all my clients. And like when you breathe and you come into the mind, body, spirit, and instead of homeostasis, you're coming home to yourself. You're coming back to your soul. And I tell, all my clients and community all the time, I'm like, when you're regulated, you're real. It's the realest version of you, is what you just spoke to, with the love, with the joy, the unconditional love, who you are, heart-centered. You're not in the muck. You're not in the lower vibrations of all these, where we've seen when you speak to energy resonance, right? Like I forget what scale that is and spacing right now, but where it shows, like the lower vibrations of anger and fear, and with how that actually like lays out in the body, and how love and authenticity is at the highest mark and the 100, and that's your highest frequency. That just shows you that's the highest frequency there is in energy. That's where we come from, that we are of love. And then everything else, like you said, comes in and junks us up. Every story, every program, everything the world gives us, our families give us, generational trauma, all of it, you name it, it comes piling into our beautiful space that's so clear, and it's like mucked up, and you're like, oh my gosh, well, now what? Right? And then you believe those stories. Like I remember for me, I believed so much of what I held for so long was mine, until I recognized that it wasn't. And the things that were mine, I was able to finally let go of and move through. And then that's when everything really started to shift. And like you said, going back to the awareness, it was like awareness. And then what do you do from that place of awareness? Where do you go from here? And how are you going to show up in your every single day life to start to embody this so that you can actually see the shifts? And it does take time, like anything else. Like you said, you're not going to just one day wake up and go, oh, yay, like I'm a new person. Like this is a ongoing journey. I mean, even for me, as much as I've climbed and done all the work, I still have moments. Like now, we were sharing before we got on recording, I'm starting to step more into the retreat space and doing more in-person events on a much bigger scale. I have a lot of fear coming up right now, being real. Like I have a lot of anxiety. I have a lot of limiting beliefs that are trying to come back into my programming and say, you can't do that. Like you should just stay online doing your programs. That's where you're successful. That's where you should be,
Well,
and
let's do
I'm
this live.
working through
Let's do
it.
this live. Okay, let's do
Yeah,
this
okay.
live. So,
Let's do it.
okay. So see Ali. Okay, so Ali, she's not gonna do the retreats and live events. She is there right now. You're on stage. Take over. Where is Ali? What's Ali doing? What's the feedback she's receiving from the crowd?
Of that. I just got off stage and I'm hearing how many people's lives have been transformed, and that they didn't even know through just breathing that they could have a completely different state of mind.
Yeah, and what is their feedback towards you as the facilitator of this amazing experience?
Wow. They're so grateful that I shared my story, that I'm showing up and doing the work. But I'm giving them permission, even though they don't need permission slips, to do the same. And they're receiving that embodiment from me of how you get to show up in this every day and receive so much more. And this is who actually you're born to be. You're not meant to be small. You're not meant to hide. You're not meant to think, like we said, that you're stuck in these lower states of consciousness and anger and fear. None of that is of you. You get to experience joy, and you're experiencing it now, and they're overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I had this much joy within me. Like, how is this happening? And I'm just like seeing tears streaming down my face. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and I'm there in the room with you, and I can say what I'm witnessing. I'm hearing that they want to hold your hand, they want to give you a hug, they're going to say, Ali, you have transformed my life. I have literally released hundreds of pounds of all this baggage I have been carrying on for years, for decades, and I cannot thank you enough with all these teachings, your inspiring story, and on this breath work and all the other modalities you have taught us. This was really transformative day for us. Thank you so much, Ali. That's what I'm hearing. I'm there with you, and I'm just like, wow, man, this was so powerful. Yeah.
I
How
received
does
it.
that fit for like the piece of new outfit, like worth $1 million? You know, it's just like the
Oh, it was
stylist
amazing.
put together.
Yeah, so say it was like brand new, beautiful coat. It's
Yeah. Does that feel good? Yeah. Does that feel good? All right. Well, that's it. So, you know, I mean, I was just helping you to get into that space, you know? So, okay. You and I, we can be there in this beautiful space for weeks, for day, well, not just weeks, for months, for years, you know? So, okay. Just give us a microphone. Tell us how to help humanity. Ali and I will put something together. And I know you got to get back to your work as well as your family, and so do I. So now, why do some people find it difficult to follow through, even though they understand, they have awareness? Why kind of they even maybe they download the app or they buy some of your other programs and courses? Is that why don't they feel that they can follow through and keep going, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a few pieces. At least I know for me, my journey, it was complete self-sabotage. It was not believing that I was enough or worthy of it. And I know others feel that way as well, not believing it's going to work. And I think on a deeper level, that maybe their programming is so deep that there is so much, rewiring that they have to trust and go through that. When we talk about breath work, right? When we are breathing deeply and bringing oxygen into the body, so your audience community understands. You are shutting off those, neural pathways in the back of your brain when you're doing the breath work. And that is what is allowing the new thoughts to come in and the new shifts that we just spoke to. And so we're firing, rewiring all these new thoughts and energies into you as you're breathing, especially when you're using my app. I'm telling you the entire time, I'm guiding you, I'm giving you affirmations, I'm, sharing with you how to drop into this higher energy and frequency. And I think a lot of people get stuck and don't recognize. You also have to go through that shift, that actual brain shift, those rewiring, those neural pathways have to change before it actually shows up in your physical reality. And this is where I feel like the world, manifestation does us a disservice. I know it did for me. I had all my friends around me, oh, I'm manifesting, I'm doing this and this and this. But I didn't realize that they were doing so much other work to allow those manifestations to come through. It wasn't just, oh, you think it and there it is. It's like, no. We just spoke about how that doesn't work that way because our mind is so messed up with so much stuff that we can't even see clear that that blessing is right there, right? And so it's like, even for me, one of my affirmations I say to myself all the time is, I recognize blessings big and small, and I recognize them all. And it's something I've written down and God put in my heart, and I say all the time because I want to always be reminded, like even in these moments, like this was such a blessing for me that those little shifts equal the big shifts. And so I feel like that's the deeper work for so many where they get stuck. It's like first the self-sabotage, then the limiting beliefs, but then it's like, okay, we got past those levels, but something's still not shifting. Well, why? Because there's still more to go before we can clear out all the rest to get there. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, listen, it's a process. It's not like
It is a process.
you know, like people are addicted to kind of like a beach body. So they exercise, they get to that shape for a beach, and then as soon as the beach is finished, they put on 20 pounds. Or, you know, after Christmas, Thanksgiving, January, February, March, you know, they lose whatever, and then it's like, wow, yeah, I lost all the Christmas weight,
New year, new
New
you.
Year's
I bet
resolutions, whatever. But
right,
those things
exactly.
that,
Resolutions, but
but
then
that's not what we're talking about. So if you have that mentality going into this kind of transformation, it's not going to work. But what we are
no.
talking about is that when you actually become the best version of yourself beyond your expectations, beyond your wildest dreams, you actually get inspired to maintain and sustain that. And not only that, you say, well, this is the level 2.0, but I think there's a three, there is a four, there's a, like, because what I say, there is, you know, the wrong descriptions, like perfection, practice makes perfect. No, practice makes improvement. There's no such a thing as perfection. The
Practice
only
makes embodiment is how you start to embody.
place that this perfection exists is on the spiritual being having a temporary human experience. That's the perfect. So the real I, the real self, that's why the podcast is called The Human Experience. That's already perfect. But can we improve in doing? There is always another level. We can always improve our skill set, you know? And so don't judge yourself. Don't pass judgment that, oh, I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, I've reached a point where I'm doing great. Well, there's always another level that that greatness can be shifted, you know? So just keep and maintain it. And now that you are happy, imagine how happy will you be 12 months from today, and then 2 years from today. You know, it'd be like another level. And people tell me, you know, who they just met me. So how old are you? I said, yes. They said 32, 35. I never get more than 38. That's the most I get. When I tell them my age, they're like, you're lying. I said, look, that's my son. And because they see me with my baby boy, that's why they think, you know. But when I tell them I have an adult son, they're like, oh, okay, now it makes sense, you know. But they said, but then you got no wrinkles. I said, what do you do? I said, I do all sorts of things. But I said, you got to do them. It's not you do them sometimes. You got to do them all the time.
All
And
the
this
time.
is,
And your
I'm
body
not going back.
embraces it, you know?
I'm not going back. I'm like, you know. So, yeah, where can people find you? And is there any call to action? Is there some product or service you like to have the audience go to check out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. This was amazing. You can find me on all my socials at Ali Levine Design. I would love for you to check out my app, Breathe and Be. It's just breathe and then A&D and the letter B, because it's all about coming back to your being, coming home to yourself. It's on App Store and Google Play. And I have my next breathwork challenge running live. So I'd love for you to join me if you do want to experience what we spoke about in a much more immersive way. I do 22 days live with you during the week. We take weekends off to integrate, and I guide you through this energetic rewiring, this deep breathing, how we shift and we start from just breathing to full transformation at the end of the challenge. So if that's something that is calling you and you're wanting support. And of course, I can work with you one-on-one in other ways too. But that's one of my big things. I'm got going again, and it's live again. So I'm very excited about it.
And you said you're very active on Instagram, and if they want to watch some of your videos, and I know you have YouTube channel and all these other platforms, but I do know that you are very active. You do a lot of Instagram lives and you post a lot of videos
That's like
on
my
Instagram.
hub. That's where I feel like my journey's been. It's where I was. But as I said, as somebody stylist, if you knew me back then, you know how filtered my feed was to where I am now, is super real and raw. And it's like motherhood, like you said, it's spirituality, it's breath work. It's my pillars for me at the end of the day, it's authenticity. And then it's like underneath authenticity is it's Allie, it's my spiritual journey. It's breath work, it's mental health, and it's motherhood. And if that's what you're looking for, or parenthood, and you want to come join along, I'd love for you to follow me there. If you listened, message me. I love to, meet my community and hear what was inspiring for you. You can sign up for my free newsletter just to kind of get in my world. That's there in my link. Just to join in and hear my deeper and real raw shares. And then my website's allielevine.com. And I have my own podcast that Eldon's coming on called Awakening with Ally. So you can also listen to my deep shares there too.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ali. It's been an absolute honor to be with you on the Human Experience podcast. You are an incredible guest, and I'm so excited for our audience to take notes. It's a heavy note-taking podcast, and with all the tips and tricks and everything you have shared, your journey was so inspiring. And please, listeners and viewers, share this podcast with everyone to help the algorithm. Like, leave a review, and also take a screenshot of you listening or watching this this podcast on any platforms, and then share on Instagram, tag Ali in, tag me in, and we'll always support the community by reciprocating, doing something for you. We always kind of give free gifts and things like that. So if you tag us in and take a screenshot, then we'll know who you are, and then we can support you on your journey as well and give you some freebies. I've got books and all sorts of things to share. So thank you so much, viewers and listeners, and thank you, Ali.
Thank you, Alvin. This is amazing. Thanks so much for having me. Thank